Hello, is Alice Hicks there?
Yeah.
Hello, my name is Chris and I'm from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm merely conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know
Yes. Where.
Thank you very much. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely
Democrat.
But will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you
definitely
probably
vote? Definitely vote.
Thank you. What is your age?
67.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one is woke culture or wokeism.
Say that again.
Woke culture or wokeism?
I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. The next one is public schools.
Say that again.
Public schools.
Favorable.
But I need you to rate it from 0 to 100, in which 100 means you feel very warm, 0 means that you feel very cold, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100.
45.
Okay, thank you. At the National Education Association, or NEA?
75.
Donald Trump?
1.
The U.S. Department of Education?
Now, wait a minute. 1 means very cold?
Yes. 0 means okay. Very cold. 100 means you feel very warm. Hmm? The next one was the U.S. Department of Education?
50.
Thank you. Public school teachers?
50.
Moms of Liberty?
What is that?
Moms of Liberty. Do you have no opinion or don't know or have never heard of it?
Don't know.
Okay. Thank you. What about charter schools?
90.
Joe Biden?
100.
Thank you.
That means warm, right?
Yes, that means warm. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Would you rate them excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
Getting better.
Thank you. Now, I just want to take a few seconds to thank you for your time, but we still have a few more questions to go. Then this next one is, Some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? And we're going to use a scale. Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public schools prepare them very well, 5 means public schools prepare them somewhat, and 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. You may use any number between 0 to 10. The first one is compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market.
Five.
How well do public schools prepare students to develop critical thinking skills?
Five.
How well do public schools prepare students to understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world?
Five.
How well do public schools prepare students to grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math?
Five.
How well do public schools prepare students to be ready for higher education like college?
Two.
How well do public schools prepare students to develop social skills?
Two.
Thank you very much. Now, would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just the right amount on public school education?
Say that again.
Yes, I'm sorry. Would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education?
Not enough.
Thank you. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT?
I don't know anything about it.
Okay, that's fine. We can move on. As you may heard, as you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
They should be.
So do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, or?
I agree there should be CRT.
Let me read again the question, and you can tell me because I got a bit lost with that. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Agree.
Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Now, how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? Have you heard, seen, or read a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Thank you. Now, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. The first one is, a certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. The next one is, public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today.
Strongly agree.
Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. The first one is increasing teacher pay.
Strongly support.
Teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation.
Strongly support.
Adding armed security guards to patrol all K through 12 public schools.
Strongly support.
Raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements.
Strongly agree.
Removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics.
Disagree. Strongly.
As you strongly oppose it. Okay. Thank you very much. Some U.S. citizens, and with this we're about to be finished with a survey, some U.S. citizens have approved that new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public schools. I'm sorry, let me repeat that. Some U.S. citizens have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributors and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add Black Studies unit to the K through 12 public schools curriculum?
Support.
Do you strongly support it or somewhat support
it? Yes, strongly support.
Thank you. And next, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, a 5 that it's a somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 to 10. The first one is, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. This attempt to rewrite history not only diminishes the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. Do you find that...
Strong. Mm-hmm. I would like them to do that. Strongly mm-hmm. agree that they should.
So, using a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
You can use any number between 0 to 10 for this one, just
okay.
to let you know. The next one is, we don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school's curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politicians.
Eight.
Thank you. Working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value.
9, strongly agree.
Thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. And the second one is, public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. We're going to switch gears for the last time. These last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
12.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
Disabled.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, and you told me at the beginning, but I have to ask, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Would you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
No.
Okay. And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or home school in the last 10 years?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week? Once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Never.
Thank you. For each of the following descriptions, I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or someone in your household. Is someone in your household born again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
Yes.
Does that apply to you or does it apply to someone in your household?
Myself.
Thank you. Is anybody in your household an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
No.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and your patience.
Thank you.
And have a wonderful day, ma'am.
Thank you.